Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. This is the Wealth Club, part of the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. And we are here tonight on the Wealth Club. And who we're going to be having on the Wealth Club tonight are Shirley Duncan from Gold Place. And we're going to talk about social networking. And that's from the first segment from 6:30 to 7. And then we're also going to have on the air, we're going to have Frannie McGee and Marilyn, Marilyn Rogers, and they're going to be talking about Safe Day events, and it's a business opportunity as well as a something to really be aware of and keep you safe. And then we're going to have our open segment. Before we get started, let's just want to let you know this is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and we have shows on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. The first Sunday night of every month, we've got On Track with Henrietta Byrd. We have on the second Sunday, we have Let's Celebrate with Shakesha Flowers. Henrietta Byrd is out of Chicago, Illinois. Shakesha Flowers is Let's Celebrate. She's out of Compton, Los Angeles. And then we have the third Sunday, we have Vision Works out of Vision Works is out of Cherry Hill with Clara Lyons Devon. And then the fourth Sunday is Man of the Month that I host. And we have various topics about that. And then, of course, we have the Wealth Club. But let me begin with the declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There's nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991. All over the world, May 26th, 2009. And with that, I'll give a moment of silence. Thank you. Okay. We have someone, area code 215-431. You're on the air. Hello? Okay. We're going to hold on for a second here. See if we can locate Shirley.
Hello?
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 Yes.
It's Shirley.
Hi, Shirley. How you doing?
Hi, Glenn. I'm glad to be with you this evening.
Likewise. Glad to have you. So, Shirley is an expert in social networking, but I'm going to allow her to tell us a little bit about herself and her business to start out with. So, Shirley, go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself and your background, and a little bit about the Gold Place and the company, and what you do.
Okay. Well, my name is Shirley Duncan, and I consider myself the chief internet marketing coach at GoldPlaceNYC.com. And what we do is we help small businesses and sales professionals to get noticed on the internet, because a lot of people have websites and their businesses are online, but people don't know that they're there. So we help them to get noticed so people will know that they're there so that they can get business. And we do this through internet marketing, search engine optimization, social media, which includes blogs, newsletters, article marketing, and what we're going to talk about tonight, social networking, websites like Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter.
Great, great. Thank you, thank you. And thank you for being on the show. You know, I was wondering, why is social networking gotten so big so quickly? You know, what's all the hoopla?
Well, first of all, it's easy for anyone to access a computer. And so social networking is a very inexpensive way for businesses to market their businesses. And what's most important about social networking is that a small business, just with one person or a mom-and-pop store, can look just as professional as a large business, let's say like Walmart or like a telecommunications company like Verizon. So you're on a more even platform with social media and social networking. And I believe that's one of the reasons why it's taken off so fast.
Go ahead.
And it's so easy for those customers to reach customers globally, whereas before they were restricted just to their community because they didn't have a lot of money to market. But now you can market globally for a few pennies.
So what you're saying is basically accessibility to computers, the leveling of the playing field so that you've got global access for very inexpensively.
Right.
Okay. Okay, great. Excellent. And where do you see that is going? Like what, you know, what's next year look like and maybe what's 2 to 3 years? Because it sounds like it's one of those markets that's so dynamic that it's hard to see beyond 2 or 3 years out because the technology is changing so rapidly.
You're right. That's an excellent question, Glenn. In fact, I wouldn't even predict 2 to 3 years out because last year everyone was happy with, let's say 2 years ago, it was Facebook. Everyone was happy with Facebook. Everyone had to be on Facebook. Then Facebook came up. Everyone had to be on Facebook and then LinkedIn. LinkedIn is still popular, but it's still not as popular as Twitter is today. Now everyone has to be on Twitter. And no one knew anything about Twitter a year ago, very few people. So it is dynamic.
Let me back up. So when MySpace first came out, MySpace was the rave, and that was like the real first big social networking kind of site, correct?
Right, that's correct. And MySpace was it wasn't used by a lot of companies at first. It was a social networking site, mostly for a younger audience.
And it was like a dating kind of, you know, hangout kind of site kind of thing, right?
Yes, that's
okay.
Correct. And okay. It was mostly for, like, teenagers and younger people. And then companies realized that all of these young people were in one location. And they realized that, wow, this is a really good marketing base for companies that market to the younger generation. And that's when companies started using MySpace to market their businesses.
Now, as a company, is that – well, let's stay with MySpace, and let's, you know, backtrack to 2 years ago. So when the companies discovered this and were looking at this, so what they then did is they bought advertising in MySpace?
Well, they bought advertising on MySpace, but what they were really good at, they built their own MySpace pages, and they started a community on MySpace for their business so that they can interact with the consumer. That's what's so great about social networking, because you can interact directly with your customers. You can post questions for them to answer, and you can do a lot of market research on those pages.
So not only is it customer service that you can provide, but you can actually get insight into what the market is looking for. What are the trends?
Right.
What are the current trends?
Yes, you can look at
interesting.
The, yes, it's very dynamic, very user friendly.
Interesting, and that's direct feedback. So you're directly feeding back into the information.
Right, and you get immediate feedback.
Right. That's great, and for very inexpensively. I mean, in the
past,
you'd do a survey, and the survey, then you'd have to, you have to send it out, you have to tabulate it, and then give out the results. Right. So now with this, you've gotten immediate feedback. That's pretty great.
Right.
So let me ask you this. So from MySpace, then kind of came out Facebook, right?
Right.
Or LinkedIn. What was the progression of sites?
Okay, Facebook and LinkedIn came out around the same time, but Facebook was the more popular of the two. And Facebook was used by college graduates to connect with people that they had gone to school with.
Oh, interesting.
So Facebook was a social networking site for college graduates to interact with their friends. And it's still used like that right now. But businesses also discovered here's a good market that we can market to. So businesses started getting on Facebook also. And then they started interacting with their target marketing the same way that they did with Facebook, because here was another demographic. They knew that most of the people that were on Facebook had graduated from college, so they assumed that they were in a certain salary range.
Excellent. Very smart. Very astute. Okay. That makes sense. I didn't know that about Facebook. Excellent. Thank you. That's great.
Okay. You're welcome.
We said a couple of things, but one of the things is the ability to track the target market. It's also the ability to capture that and provide them feedback and or customer relations.
Correct.
Are there any other things that it could do?
Yes. Okay. You can also use it for a product launch.
Yes, of course.
If you're launching a product, before you would have to put out, you can still put out a press release. But before, you will have to depend on the media to use your press release. But now you can actually launch your product online. And I've noticed that a lot of companies will have like a contest. And they have members of the social networking sites to sign up for the contest. And inside of the contest is information about a new product that they're launching. So first of all, they get people interested in the product before it's actually launched, and then they can get feedback about the product immediately whenever it launched from the people that have signed up for the contest.
Gotcha. What else? So the product launch. So there's a couple of things that you really can do. Wow, that's okay. And what was the basis of LinkedIn? Where did it get started?
Okay, LinkedIn was started as a social networking website for professionals and businesses. So that was the original intent for LinkedIn. So with LinkedIn, you can build a community also of your customers. So it could be used for customer service. It can be used for research also.
What kind of research?
Okay, you can do market research. Okay, let's say that you were thinking about launching, developing a product. Let's call it widgets. And
okay. Mm-hmm.
You want to know would people buy it. So
okay.
You can post questions on LinkedIn. So you can send out questions to the people that are in your network. So you would ask a question, let's say, if you were able to use this tool, how would you use it and would you be interested in buying it? And you get immediate feedback from the people in your network about your product.
Right, right, right. Well, you know, that's interesting because I just went to
Hello?
Okay, sorry, folks. I think I just lost Cheryl. I'm not sure what happened. Okay, we're having a little technical difficulty. Shirley, can you hear me? Shirley, can you're back on?
I can
on?
Hear you now.
Okay, sorry.
Okay.
We had a little technical glitch there.
Okay.
So you were saying, one of the things that I was invited to an eco event that they were having a musical, musical cruise. And one of the things that they did was they asked to log on to their site to Facebook and click on as a friend to be able to get that attachment, and of course they now have me as a source or a feed to be able to market to me pretty much.
Right, that's true, because now you're part of their community.
Gotcha.
And you know who uses social media very, very well? Have you watched CNN lately? There's a 4
yeah.
o'clock show with Rick Sanchez.
Okay.
And he has Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn up, and he poses questions to the audience. And he gets direct response to the audience about a question of the day. And he posted on the television.
Okay.
So that's another way that companies are using all of the social media networking sites. And he's using 3 at one time.
So
he gets thousands of replies.
So he's using Twitter, Facebook, and what's the third one?
And LinkedIn.
Oh, and LinkedIn.
Right.
Okay. Excellent. Excellent. Live.
Live.
So he's getting all kinds of feedback instantaneously.
Right, from all over the world because it's global.
Wow, that's
it's
and
huge.
And what's the category of his show? Is it like a news show? Because
it's on CNN. It's a news show at 4 o'clock on CNN.
Excellent.
Right, so he takes the audience with him throughout his broadcast. So whatever he's reporting on in that segment, he's interacting directly with the viewers that's viewing CNN. And so they're using their television or they're viewing CNN through the computer, and they're actually interacting, sending messages back and forth to him.
That's awesome. See, I didn't know about that, but I tell you that this technology is being utilized in a way that is I don't want to say unconceivable, but it's they're really inventing new ways of being able to leverage this technology, and certainly those are one of the ways. Now, we only got a couple of minutes left. I wanted to find out, as a business, I know that you also utilize the Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter to attach and leverage your website. So could you talk a little bit about utilizing that to also get more hits to your business website?
Okay, that's a very good question. And I use mostly LinkedIn and Twitter.
Okay.
For doing that. With LinkedIn, you can personalize your profile. Well, with each social networking website, you would build a public profile.
Okay.
And in that profile, you would give information about your business, and you would put in a link to your website. But what's good about Twitter, which the other two sites do not have, is that with Twitter, you would send out what they call tweets. And that's because Twitter is a microblogging social networking website where you would post a 140-character blog. A reply that would go out to whoever's following you in your network.
Okay.
So let's say that you have a blog post for today and you want people to read your blog post. So what I do is I will go into Twitter and I'll say, read information about whatever the blog is about, the post is about, and I would put a link to the blog. So that reply would go out to everyone that's following me on Twitter. And if it's a really good post, you can ask your followers to retweet, which means to send it out to anyone that's following them on their account.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
So you're actually taking advantage of the secondary and third waves of people, of followings.
That's true. So okay. They would retweet your tweet, and a lot of times they also, people that receive it, if they like the article or the blog post, they are also retweeted. So it can go out to thousands of people from just one
So you're really leveraging the... So that's where the socialization of the networking really comes into place, because what you're doing is really leveraging the who you know and who they know and who they know and who they know.
Right.
Sort of to the infinity. Okay.
Right. That's when the 6 degrees of separation comes into play. And with the internet, it really comes into play because it can be immediate.
Gotcha.
Right. And also, if you're having, like, I've noticed that if someone's having a sale, their tweet that you can get items at a discount. and they're sending it out to their followers. And I know it works because I click on the links to see what they're selling. So I'm quite sure there's thousands of other people that's doing the same thing.
Wait a minute. Say that again. Say that again.
Okay. Let's say that you have a company.
Okay.
And you're selling a product.
Yes.
So you're going to sell this product at a discount or it's a special.
Yes.
So you send out a tweet that
okay.
I'm having a special. Check out this product. And you can get 50% off. So you send that out. So all your followers are going to get that tweet.
Okay.
And if they're looking, if you're saying 50% off or 30% off, most of the time you're going to click to see what the product is and if you're interested in it.
Gotcha.
I do. I know I click the links. And so I'm quite sure that I'm not the only one that's clicking.
But you're motivated out of the 30% or whatever the discount is,
right?
And they give you a little bit of blurb about it. So again, you are now following up with your
right.
interest, so they pique your interest, and you're now turning that into a hit to that particular website.
Right, and also for people on Twitter that send out, like with Twitter, you should give value. Like when you're tweaking, you should give out like good information that people can use. Like I'll tweet about a blog that I read of someone else's blog that was really interesting. Like Mashable has a lot of good blog posts about internet marketing. So
okay.
I'll send out a tweet with that information. And
sure.
And other people that send out good information, you usually click and read the information or read the post, but
okay.
you're going to also remember that person. And you're going to also go to their website to see what product they're selling.
So
that's
again,
another way.
Again, you're driving people to your website.
Right. So there's many, many ways to drive people to your website.
Okay. Well, you know, we've got just a couple of minutes left. I just want to thank you for coming on the show, and I want you to give your information. I know that you mentioned to me that you also had a little package that you were going to make available for people at your website. So, Shirley, give us your name, your company, your email, you know, your contact information and your website, all that good stuff.
Okay, thank you. My name is Shirley Duncan. My website is www.goldplacenyc.com. And I have tips for using Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter on my website. So if you would go to my website, click on New York Business, and right at the top of the page, there's a link. And it'll say it's from notes from the radio broadcast. And you click there, and you get a lot of good tips on how to use Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn.
Very good.
And if you want any more information, I have a contact form on the website, and you can contact me.
Okay, and are you giving out any telephone number and email?
The contact form on the website.
Okay, we'll give them all that information.
Right, because I'm constantly checking my messages through that form.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. We've got a caller, 773-221. Go ahead. You're live.
Oh, this is Koumba.
Hi, Koumba.
Hi, I'm tuning in for the first time. Shakesha just told me about this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I just wanted to listen in and see what was going on.
Oh, okay, you pressed one. So did you have a question for Shirley?
No.
No,
I don't.
Okay.
Yeah, I enjoyed her presentation.
Oh,
very knowledgeable.
Very good.
Okay.
Well, listen, thank you, Koumba. I'm going to put you back on mute. And Shirley Duncan
yes.
from Gold Place Give us that website again.
It's goldplacenyc.com. And
thank
it has
you.
a lot of marketing information, a lot of resources on the website that you can get free of charge to help you market your business.
Excellent. Well, thank you for being on the show. And folks, let's really check out her website. She's got a lot more information. We crammed it into a half an hour segment, but she's got a lot of information about how to utilize social networking to really create the tools and the to promote your business to really take it to another level. I think we've got one more question. We've got 347-251. You have a question for Shirley?
Yes. Hi. This is Franny, Fran McGee. I'm going to be on the next segment, and I'm excited about it. I'm so thrilled to have this show. Thank you so much, Shirley. These were fabulous tips. I can't wait to go on your website, the gold, I wrote it down, goldplace.com, wonderful name of a website, too.
Well, it's goldplacenyc.com.
Oh, I'm glad you said that because I wrote it down wrong. Thank you so much, dear.
You're welcome.
Yeah, these are brilliant, and I didn't realize how powerful they are. And I'm just wondering, do people get, like, hip to that stuff? I mean, do they start feeling like you're pestering them? You know what I mean? Do they charge you? So that's one, but actually, do they charge you to be on any of these, like LinkedIn? I heard that you have to pay something.
No, they're all free. All of them are free. And you don't have to pay anything. LinkedIn has a paid version, but you don't have to use that one because the free version is very good. It's excellent.
Oh. The other question I just thought of also is, do they own your intellectual property? In other words, if you put something up on there that, like, basically copyright one of your, like, your something, whatever, your business secrets or something, does it become, do you agree when you click, you know, to terms of service or something that they own everything, copyright them?
Well,
you see what I'm saying?
Well, the best way, I really wouldn't put, I don't put my intellectual property onto their site. What I do is I'll put, like, a little synopsis of the information, and then I'll put a link to my website because the objective is to get people to visit your website and to read the information from your site. So you would just put a link to your website linking to that information. But you just make the little synopsis very interesting to make them want to click to go there.
Oh, great. And the other thing is, isn't it best to have a capture? In other words, your website needs to have some way to capture their information because, like, suppose you have 1,000 people suddenly visit it and then they don't click on the right thing or something, but then you have no way of knowing that 1,000 people just visited it.
If you should do analytics, so you wouldn't know that they clicked. But what you would do is, like, okay, like if you want them to go to certain information, you would have a special page where they would go to. So let's say if you're want to talk about just one specific subject and you want them to get interested in that one specific product. So you would have them to link from, like, the social networking sites to a special page on your website. But every website, and I say this three times, every website should be capturing every visitor to that website. They should have a newsletter, and they should have a way for their potential clients or their clients to sign up for that newsletter. No matter what, that is so important.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So every website should already have that.
Excellent.
Well, thank you so much, Shirley. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
We'll run over a little bit into the next segment, but I thank you for the masterful skills that you have around this, and maybe we'll come back and have you back at a future point in time, and we can actually talk about websites and website design and some other things around that, okay?
Okay, thank you, Glenn.
Very welcome, and you're welcome to stay on the show. I'll you know, put you on mute.
Okay,
but you know, like I said, you know, and you can actually come. You might be able. We might have some space for you at the end at the open session. So that may be an opportunity as well. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Likewise. Thank you. Thanks again. Okay, man, exciting stuff here, exciting stuff. This is the Wealth Club, the International Black Summit, and we're a talk show network, part of Blog Talk Radio, and we're coming to you live, and just want to let you know that we've got a tag team coming up here. One is Franny McGee out of New York, and Marilyn Rogers, that's calling in from all the way from Hawaii, sunny Hawaii. And the product that they're going to be talking about is called Safe Day and the Safe Day Events. So welcome to the show, Franny McGee and Marilyn Rogers.
Yay, thank you.
Hi, aloha.
Aloha, yes, indeed.
Wow.
Yes. So welcome to the show. Thank you for, I'm going to let you say what you want to say about introduce yourself. Let the people know, give them a little background about who you are and what you're up to, and then let's jump straight into Safe Day and Safe Day Events, okay? Franny, why don't you start off?
I should start off? Okay, good.
Yeah.
My name is Franny McGee. That's my nickname. Fran McGee is my professional name because I'm an actress and I'm in some famous movies that have Oscars. And it's very exciting. Goodfellas and Bullets Over Broadway. Goodfellas by Martin Scorsese with Robert De Niro, and Bullets Over Broadway is a Woody Allen movie. And those both have Oscars, and I'm very excited about those all the time, grateful that I'm in them. Home Alone 2 is another one that I'm in. I play a hooker in a kids movie. I'm also a former president of New York City Works and one of the founders of New York City Works and one of the founders of Safe Day Events, which has become the Hawaii version of CityWorks. With that, I give you our wonderful Marilyn Rogers, president of Safe Day Events Hawaii International, New York CityWorks. Thank you. Marilyn?
Wow, that's nice. How can I top that?
You don't have to top. It's just be your beautiful self.
Yeah. Well, thanks. Thank you, Glenn, and thank you for Franny introducing me to this wonderful Blog Talk Radio program. It's really exciting to be on the air and to get a chance to share our business with you. Safe Day Events. We have got some wonderful things coming up, and we have an offer for our listeners today to become a participant, to actually take part in it and be one of the certified safe zone locations all over the world. And we give people a box of amazing tools to keep people safe, which we call the Drink Detective, and a great poster they can put up everywhere they are in their business or in their home. And we give them passes to, you know, backstage, all access passes to events that are going on. And that's what we're offering today, besides some other incentives that have a link us between Hawaii and New York that Franny has listed. And we want to benefit our listeners and anyone out there with opportunities to participate on all sorts of levels, from just becoming a member to becoming a title sponsor to having a business affiliation with us, and all sorts of things, any kind of sponsorships, advertising, things like that. We will do that because we're creating a safety awareness campaign, the likes that no one has ever seen before.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, can you imagine feeling safe in this world today? It doesn't happen that often. Being a New Yorker, I can attest to that. But can you imagine if you had a drug cop in your pocket? A drug cop, you know, that would help, possibly. It might scare away some predators, and I would feel safer.
Franny, tell them a little bit about what the drink detective is.
Marilyn is the best one at describing it.
Franny and I have a background that actually helped us to start inventing or becoming this entrepreneur in this level of things, because we both grew up in the same area of the world and we both experienced similar things. I was drink spiked, or it's also known as drug raped, in a glass of fruit punch back in 1977 that I believe caused me to give birth within a couple of days, 3 months early, to my son David, who his whole entire life until he was 24 was challenged with a brain, like cerebral palsy, a mild cerebral palsy with a shunt in his head, and all kinds of special education challenges, which is how I ended up in special education. And then in 2001, when he passed away, I thought, gosh, there's got to be something out there that could prevent this from happening to someone else, because it basically was it sucked. No one wants to have a consequence like that. And when people go out now in the world and they are exposed to drugs without their will, or they are pressured to have a sexual encounter they didn't really want, there's nowhere to go. You basically are afraid of the perpetrator. You're afraid of the social consequences, and you're ashamed. And so what we found is the drink detective, which is a very, very inexpensive little test kit about the size of a matchbook that folds open. And inside of it are two test blotters and a strip that have been put together and patented and tested for years and years and years, and that are effective in indicating by these little test blotters whether a liquid or a powder that you might have in your drink or in your midst is actually one of 61 different drugs that have life-changing consequences. In other words, it can make you debilitated to get raped, to get robbed, to get a DUI, to lose your identity, to even could be fatal. And you could end up in a hospital. Now, this little tester is what we're talking about. It's called the Drink Drug Detective, and that's what we have a license to market this. We're an exclusive licensed distributor, as a matter of fact, of this product. And that's where we are excited about inviting you, those who want to build their wealth, to participate in this with us, because we believe that this product is the best thing since sliced bread, and that everybody who has one in their pocket, as Franny said, will have a perceived sense of safety. It will reduce your fear, will make you less naive, make you less prone to being a victim of these kinds of crimes. And we could talk about how the police used it in Wales if you'd like me to. Would you like me to share about how that they used it?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, let's hear about that.
Well, in the country of Wales, without even having to open up the packages, the police distributed 1,000 of them in a small area where there's a lot of pubs and clubs and hangout spots and restaurants. It's a party area. college campus area, and they basically got 1,000 of them out there, put a small PSA on the news, plastered a few posters around, like we're going to do a safe zone participation, and it reduced indecent behavior, they called it. This is the Wales version of bad stuff, and they basically reduced this sexual assault, things like that, indecent behavior, at-risk behaviors, I sometimes call them as a special ed teacher, by 15% in 1 week in a high traffic area, high party time of year. And they did this 2 years in a row, and now they have them out there, and like I said, without even having to open them. So one of our slogans could be, it's better to have one and not need one than to need one and not have one.
Absolutely. Yeah. You got a lot of, we were like chiming in there, the two of us. Well, we also have, we call them the Marvelous Monday call. In New York, it's at 10:30 at night, which actually most people are not out partying at 10:30 at Monday night. And the telephone number is on our website. Marilyn, would you like to give the website? And we invite you on those calls because those are actually where we deal with some of the issues involved in it, which is what is so deep. Okay, this is, I mean, a product is one thing, and what we go through is what we deal with. Okay, we help people, and I want to emphasize that.
So that's a really good thought to talk to about it, because if you can come on our call and we record our calls, you can actually give a testimonial about maybe something that happened to you. If you don't want it recorded, that's okay too. You let us know. But the website address is www.safedayevent.com. And if you just enter into that site, you'll see on the very home page there the offer that we have for people to become Safe Zone participants, for restaurants and individuals with businesses, and just you yourself to become a Safe Zone to participate in that. And also, we're inviting you to come on this phone call and inspire yourselves and us with your point of view on these kinds of issues. Because, you know, we have an Oscar-winning actress here on the line. And you know tell her what we've been talking about. We've been talking about getting stories and episodes together for what?
For our movie. We're going to do a movie. You know, product placement in movies is a very powerful thing. I mean, we've all seen products in movies, and you don't have to focus on them. They're just there. And, we're actually looking for people to work with us on the movie, creative people or people to be in the movie. We're going to shoot it in Hawaii and New York, okay? So that way we're all involved here. We don't have to go to Hawaii to be in it. So it's very exciting. I mean, this is big stuff. So
we've got a lot of people on our team. We have a team of experts. We have a team of mentors on the executive team level. We have all sorts of, I have a box, literally a box, 2 foot by 2 foot by 2 foot, with CME cards and business cards and business directories that people have given me that said, we want to be a part of Safe Day Events when you get this ramped up. And so that's one thing. And then we have the unlimited ability to grow, because the company that manufactures the Drink Detectives can supply us with, 50,000 units at one time with a private label opportunity. So someone who has a water bottle or a drink or a clothing line, or they're selling shoes, or they've got anything, they can actually stick one of these Drink Detectives on their item and become the good guys that we know can make a strong, positive influence on kids out there, people out there, so that we're all feeling safer and we can go out and have more fun.
So can you imagine your product or your service being branded, basically? In other words, we will make it yours, and it reflects so well on your everything that you're doing. In other words, it's such good press. And also, everything that we are doing, we will then mention you. So, I mean, there's TV show shoots constantly going on. Marilyn's husband is an incredible TV video producer, and she said it's like he lives with a camera bolted to his shoulder at all times.
As a matter of fact, we're now have an adventure making us a live webcasting unit with a battery pack that he could walk around, and wherever he is, it could be live broadcasted. I mean, that is an amazing opportunity for those people out there who like to be mentioned, honorably mentioned, because you are part of Safe Zone. And we just invite you, please, call in, call Glenn, go to the website, and take this opportunity to be part of a brand new marketed product that can save lives, save people.
And the life you save, may be your own.
Right. We want
Absolutely.
To get this pro- these products, and you'll get these products too. Becoming a part of Safe Zone, you'll be the start of this kind of product. You can toss them out, give them away, you know, sell them, and give them to people that you love and care about.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I actually want to underline something that you guys said, and I just want to make sure that the listeners really get it. So this is an opportunity that can be fundraisers for not-for-profits. This is also something that as a business owner you can participate with and promote your business by marketing this and supporting the Safe Day events and supporting the Safe Zones for people to participate and to kind of have fun with.
That's right. In other words, let's say we have a luau in New York. I've been looking forward to doing this. We came up with the idea like a little while ago, quite a time ago, and I was like, But if you want to, we'll have a wonderful party here. Of course, Marilyn is having parties there all the time. All we have to do is show up in Hawaii. But let's bring Hawaii to New York, right, and have a fabulous drink detective party. That doesn't mean people can't drink. It just means that we're committed to safety for all our members. I mean, branding each bar that has this safe zone pass, all access pass, the branding of that on each, they can then say, look, gals and people who want to be safe at this place of business, we are going to stand behind our commitment to safety for our patrons. Okay, that's something that, I mean, there's millions of bars in the world that would like to attract that kind of clientele, that would like that kind of assurance. There's other ones that don't, and that is okay for their type of clientele. There's a place for everyone in the world. We're not goody two-shoes here, okay? It's live and let live, and there's a place for everything in the world. And so we are standing for safety for all the people who want that, and I want it.
Right.
So
let's have fun. We could have fun. And, you know, we're also appealing to you celebrities out there. You know, you very important people. We know that teachers, preachers, cops, and parents can talk to their blue in the face to their teenagers and kids about the dangers of, you know, and the at-risk behaviors that are out there, the things that they should be cautious of, and how to drink properly, how to conduct themselves when, you know, they're on dates and things like that. But you know what? Whenever there's a media person, a person on the entertainment world, and it's been edited out, you know, a lot of things that they do are masked out, and you sometimes don't see the problems behind the scenes. Those celebrities, though, have the power to influence people far greater than sometimes we do. And so that's why we're inviting celebrities, we're inviting very important people. We need you. We know that you have that charisma, like Franny. Franny has that charisma as an actress. You know, she's powerful in influencing people.
One of the things
I want to add to folks that this is a ground floor opportunity that you're able to participate in. It's not multi-level marketing. It may look that way or grow that way at some future point in time, but right now we're talking about a ground floor opportunity to get involved with to really promote a safe zone, a safe campaign, so people can feel comfortable going out and don't have to worry about what they're getting into or not getting into. And these ladies are offering us the opportunity to find out about this product and to be able to utilize this product in our neighborhoods, in our environments, so that the people around us can be safe.
Right. We should give them the Drink Detective website, too. If you go to the Drink Detective website, it's a really good website where it has the science behind it. It's got the independent analysis from the laboratory that was done to show what it tests for and everything. But you can go check it out yourself. And when you go to the distributor button, my name will show up. Marilyn will show up in America. And so call me, and we can talk further about your particular point of view on it and your interest.
So we got a couple of minutes left. So I just want to let everybody know that there are two distinctions here. So it's the Drink Doctor is one of the products.
And the Drink Detective.
The Drink Detective. And then the other piece is the Safe Day event, which is
right.
Which is
yeah.
You go ahead, and you can explain it better than I. Go ahead.
So the Drink Detective is a drug detector, and it's a little expensive product, the size of a business card, that we can market. We are the exclusive licensed distributors for this product. Safe Day events is the vehicle that we're using to educate and bring awareness about the product to the public eye, to market it, because obviously it's a new product. To put it on the shelf in convenience stores or Walmart will do nothing if people do not know it exists. So Safe Day Events is like the marketing arm of Drink Detective, the product. And then, of course, there's a whole ship
may
full
I, excuse of, me, Marilyn,
of
may I,
services.
May yeah. I actually correct that? I don't mean to, be a nudge, but actually, since Safe Day Events is a nonprofit organization, I mean, in terms of New York City Works, there actually is a distinction drawn there in terms of, there is a purpose of benefiting others, as the main purpose of Safe Day Events. In other words, even we have other products that we, help people with. Marilyn has emphasized the Drink Detective because this is a particular launch right now. But we've been helping people actually for 2 years straight now with all the awareness campaigns that we've been doing. And we will continue to do that as a nonprofit organization, and there are opportunities within that for internships, work studies, and travel timeshares, and Hawaiian vacation opportunities, and apartment trades, and discounted and free living in Hawaii, and all kinds of wonderful humanitarian impact and wellness programs that we have that we're developing and we're starting and getting them going, and that we will do on a continuing basis. So that, how that has a wonderful effect on the sales of those products. And those products actually benefit Safe Day Events. So it's all good. It's all helping people. I just wanted to clarify the purpose of Safe Day Events for people so that they know that it's really to benefit humankind, as an organization, the existence of it, and then, not just the marketing arm. You see what I'm saying?
That's
just to draw that distinction, for our listeners. Okay, just being, a president of New York City worked for so long, I want to be clear about that. You know, it's an IRS thing. Okay. You know, we are compliant with the IRS and we are transparent 100%. Also, the other thing is that a small investment in this downturn time, even a small investment can bring a large return on investment. One of our investors, I won't say her name, just invested $1,000 for the first one of the first orders, larger order, like 1,000 Drink Detective product, and she's getting a 20% return on her original investment, and that's unheard of right now in this society, in this economic time. So I'm very happy to say that we were able to offer that to her. And I don't know if that can be offered in the future, but right now is a very good time to invest even a small amount, like $1,000, or maybe even less. I don't know. Please try us out. Okay, try us on for size. Okay, thanks.
So what you're saying is that you can make a donation to New York City Works, Safe Day International, or you can actually invest in the product as a purchase order, because it's in revenue and it's actually starting to get out there. Yeah, and either way, we'll make arrangements to support you. You know, that's the whole thing.
It will be worth your while.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be worth your while.
So listen, we're wrapping down. I know we've probably got some folks out there. Let me see if there are any questions. If you've got a question, press 1 on your phone. And if you've got any questions for Fran McGee or Marilyn Rogers around Safe Day events and the product opportunities that are being launched here, we have a question. Hold on a second. Area code 312-714. Go ahead, please.
Yes. I'm going to be having an event in London where I'm working with young people. So I'm interested in how being part of Safe Day, how I can make that a part of my conference, and how if there would be any assistance with me, with my conference, but it's going to be ages 12 through 18.
Wow, beautiful.
Fabulous. When is it?
It's going to be July 24th.
Oh, absolutely. We have plenty of time, so we can put together a really nice presentation for you, plus products that you might want to be able to, you know, you could distribute or you could sell or you can mark, whatever you'd like. We can actually customize it so that you can be a part of Safe Day events over there in London. And, boy, that would be such an opportunity. What's your name?
I'm Shakesha. I'm looking at, if you would be able to provide me with information, like flyers or posters, where, like you're saying, this is my first time hearing about this. So that could be part of some of my packaging or things that I would give away.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, that would be awesome. I think it'd be.
This is very
exciting. Let's talk about that in more detail with you after the radio show.
Can you give me a website?
Oh, you know what, Marilyn? We should have a little conference call even right after this, this evening, or if you'd like, or we could schedule.
Are you available?
A,
no, after the conference
or even,
radio show?
Or you know what? Maybe we should just invite. Did you say it's Shakina?
Shakesha.
Onto our Marvelous Mondays, and we can record her and. You know, if she'd like that. Would you like that, Shakesha?
Well, I would definitely, yes, like to talk some more with you. I know you said you were going to give your website, and I wasn't sure if you guys did that.
Go to the website. It's Safe Day Events. So it's SAFE, just like safe, and then day, and then events, EVENTS, drinkdetective.com. And there are some links. You can go to Drink Detective there. You can actually link to Drink Detective and get a little more science behind the product.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a, yeah, so either one of those. And for sure, maybe we could plan a phone call with you even before next Monday so we can.
Are you in the Midwest?
I travel all over. So
where are you from?
Right now I'm in New Orleans.
Oh. New Orleans. Okay. Well, Franny is in New York, and I'm in Hawaii, and you're in New Orleans. So we're like making a big pyramid base.
It's beautiful. It's a vision. It's just a vision. A safe world like that. We're blanketing. We've kind of got the parentheses, and you know, we're like an umbrella or something. It's so beautiful. It's making me so happy. So, would you like to come on to our Marvelous Monday?
Good. Let's set that up. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. That'll be 10:30 New York time. I don't know what city you'll be in then.
And then what's the number? The number.
Oh, yes.
It's right on the website. And let's get your number too. Also.
I wouldn't want to ask a woman to leave her number on the
this is being taped. So is it the 906-481 number?
Yes. Did you want to give that one?
We can give out that number. So
okay, that's good.
The number to the call is 906-481-2020, and the access code is 216090#.
Exactly. And that will be at on Eastern Time, 10:30 p.m., this coming Monday. And it's basically every Monday. We have a commitment to that, and we're doing our best. We're doing it. We've always been doing it. Also, whatever time zone you're in. So for Marilyn in Hawaii, it's what time do you usually get on the call? 4:30 p.m. or something?
4:30. But I'm just saying to Deja, if you would like to talk to us before that date, before next Monday, you can always get my telephone number.
Glenn. Yeah, I can provide education with your telephone number, so I'll do that offline.
Right.
Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Anything else, Acacia?
No, just it's very interesting. I've not heard of this, and, you know, like you said, we want to be safe in this world, so I always want to know more information.
Absolutely. Okay, well, great. Thanks. I'm going to put you on mute, so you... you hold on, and if you've got any more questions, just press 1 again. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Shakesh. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah.
All right. Is there, if there's anyone else out there that has a question, press 1 to raise your hand, and I'll notice you and put you on the ear. Excuse me. Right now, this has been a lovely call. We've gone over a little bit into the third segment, but that's okay. I appreciate you, both of you, taking the time to come on the show and to really give us some information about something that's life-altering, that's providing a service for people that are taking care of people, which is consistent with your commitment. So I thank you for that. Once again, this is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and we're featuring Marilyn Rogers and Franny McGee. Anything in closing you ladies would like to say?
Oh, it was great to be on your show, Glenn. I look forward to talking with you in the future, and thanks, Franny, for setting this up. Thank you for Deja for coming on and saying hello. We thank you all out there.
I'm telling you, it's warming my heart. It's something that I didn't know how much I needed, you know, this kind of assurance. Having been a victim of predatorization myself, and people in my family also, just knowing that we're creating here together something that we can help others and children, especially to, you know, have this, you know, for their lives is just, I can't tell you what it means to me. So thank you all. Thank you all so much. Thank you, Glenn. And cheers to that.
You're very welcome.
Amazing. Thank you.
Yep. Thanks again. I appreciate it. Why don't you guys hold on? And what I'm going to do next is find out if there's anybody here for the open session. So you guys just hang on for a bit, okay?
Thank you.
All righty. We're now going to start the open session. And it's an opportunity for you to list, speak about your business opportunities, to let us know if you have any deals out there or any areas of interest that you'd like to promote. So please press 1 if you'd like to get my attention and come on the air. And for those of you who have your hands up already, if you press 1, you'll actually put your hand down so that I know that who wants to be on the air versus who doesn't. So if you've previously had your hand up, and you're done for now, just press 1. Okay. Let's see. Who's out there? Who's out there? Who's out there? You're on the air now. You have the questions, comments, or any business that you'd like to promote?
Hi, Glenn. This is Nancy in New York. How are you?
Hey. Hi, Nancy. How are you doing?
I'm doing real good. I am just listening. You know, I spent like a few minutes trying to figure out how to listen to this via my computer, and I couldn't figure it out. So I said, let me just call in.
Okay.
So actually,
okay.
I'm just listening.
Okay.
I caught the tail end of Marilyn's and her partner's venture there, so I'll have to listen later to hear it completely.
Okay. All right. Very good. Very good. Okay. Let's. We've got somebody else out there. Hold on a second. We've got 312-593. Any comments, questions, and/or business opportunities that you would like to share? This is the open segment of the Wealth Club.
This is Henrietta.
Oh, hi, Henrietta.
Hi. I would just like to invite everyone to, you know, listen to the International Black Summit talk shows every Sunday evening, 7 p.m. Central Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
Very good. Very good. Okay. Hold on. All right, let's see. I'm going to stand by.
Call into the radio station if you like. How's it going?
Okay, all right. Gotcha. All right, it looks like we actually have some extra time. So I'm going to open it back up to Shirley. Duncan, hold on a second. Let me put you on, back on. Shirley?
Yes, Glenn.
Yes, we've actually got some extra time. I'd like to spend maybe a couple more minutes with you in terms of accessing the website using the social networking. So if for those of you, Shirley, was on earlier, and we had a lengthy conversation about social networking, and we talked about Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook. We talked a little bit about the origin of those and how they've come into being, and also talked a little bit about what each one of those was initially designed for. which I thought was pretty exciting. The fact that Facebook was actually graduate students wanting to be in touch with each other. MySpace was originally put together just as a kind of hangout for young people. And what did you say LinkedIn was the design, the intention for that one? Oh, sorry. Something happened on the switchboard here. Go ahead. Go ahead, Shirley.
Okay. LinkedIn was designed for businesses.
For businesses.
Right. That was the only one that was originally designed for businesses.
To support themselves and to
right.
support. Okay, cool.
I can give a few tips for each one if you would like.
Sure. We'd love to hear a tip.
Okay.
And we all, yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Well, first,
you're breaking up a little bit.
Okay. Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, it's better?
Yes, this is a little bit better, yes.
Okay. First is Facebook.
Okay.
Facebook, you can use that to link to your website. Like the ladies that was just speaking about the Safe Day event, you can also post events and you can share your event there.
Uh-huh.
Okay, it could be used to, you should also participate in the discussions like on Facebook.
Okay.
And on Facebook, you have a wall where people could post information to your wall. So for the ladies that was just speaking, they could get a Facebook account, right? And
yes.
then they can build a fan page where people could follow them wherever their events are. That would be a good way to get the word out about their events.
Okay. Excellent.
Because, like, if I become a fan of their page, and when I sign up, all of the people that's networked to me would know
yes.
that I signed up to their fan page.
Oh, okay.
So that's
right. That's right. That's right. Okay.
Right. So that's a good way for them to get information out about their event that they're having in New York.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Then it's good with Facebook. It's also good to join like related groups, and that would be like joining the page, like the fan page, and
okay.
you can also have your page.
Okay.
You can ask questions of the people that's networked to you, and you should also answer questions that's posted. Like if someone asks a question, it's always good to always answer questions because then you become known as a subject matter expert.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So that's with Facebook. Because we covered a lot about Twitter, but we didn't cover a lot about Facebook and LinkedIn.
Okay.
So now I'd like to just talk a little bit about LinkedIn.
Okay.
With LinkedIn, good thing is to personalize your profile, put your name, your business name, and the area where you're an expert in.
Okay.
And, you know, when you go to a networking event, the first thing that they teach you is to always have an elevator pitch, right?
Correct.
It's also good to have an elevator pitch on all of your social networking profiles.
Very good.
Yes, because when someone's looking at your profile, they're only going to be there for a few seconds. So if you have that elevator pitch there that catch them, then they're going to stay and read more information about you. So it's always good to have an elevator pitch. And it's always good to tell the people that's viewing your profile what you specialize in and what you're really, really good at. And with LinkedIn, groups are great. With Facebook have groups also, but with Facebook you actually have to bring people to your group, like tell people about your group. But with LinkedIn, the people actually find you and they join your group. So that's a good way to have people in your network where you can talk about your business to all the time. Cause
okay.
So you can put up like a daily discussion or talk about a different subject that may interest them, and they will get to read about that every day.
Excellent, excellent. You know what, I'm actually going to bring Marilyn and Franny back on and see if they have any questions in terms of how they could utilize the social networking to help their events. Go ahead, Marilyn and Franny, you're back on.
Hi.
Why don't you ask Shirley, because it sounds to me like you guys would want to have, Shirley, correct me if I'm wrong, have a LinkedIn account and certainly a Facebook and maybe even a Twitter.
Right. I think all three of them would be really good for them because a lot of nonprofits are using Twitter to raise money and for causes, and it sounds like they have...
Well, one of the things you just said before that when I was listening to your segment, which it was excellent, that we can use it to do the market research. So, in other words, you said something about posting it on, was it on Twitter or on LinkedIn about the Drink Detective product, and then see how many people, I didn't understand what you said then, you'd see how many people would respond to it or something, or how many people, I didn't understand exactly what we should do.
Well, that with Twitter, and with all three of them, actually, you can do this. You can ask questions, and you can get answers to the questions that you ask. So let's say on Twitter, you can ask a question about the Drink Detective, and you can say, would anyone be interested in a product that can tell you immediately if your drink has been spiked or something like that. And then you will get answers from people that's actually following you or that's networked to you in LinkedIn or Facebook.
That's a good way to do it, huh? Just ask a question.
Oh, and that's free, right? That's free market research.
Yes,
and then you could use that to show your – suppose you got 100 inquiries, then you could say, well, see, 100 people are at least interested in finding out more about it. Maybe to give them an incentive, maybe if we offered them free something or some value, is there something like that you recommend? Like maybe they would get something, a free download of an information sheet that would teach them more, safety tips out in bars or something like that. I don't know.
Okay. Actually, it would probably be a good idea for you to start a blog, Safety Tips in Bars. I think that would be a really interesting blog, especially...
Where would we start that, dear? I think it's a great idea. We kind of came up with it together, didn't we? It's beautiful, see? Who could do this by yourself? you're so wonderful. How would we start that now?
Okay, you can start a free blog on Blogger, that's blogger.com.
Oh.
And you would go there and you would sign up for an account. And you would, they have like templates where you can set up a blog and you would just start blogging. Because that would really be I would love for my daughter to read your blog.
Oh, that's awesome, yeah.
Wow, and how would we get the kids to read it, though? I mean, would they...
Promote it on Twitter, especially Facebook, because there's a lot of young adults on Facebook. So you can start a fan page.
How do you do that? Do you have to pay for that, a fan page?
No, that's free also.
Here's the thing. All of these services are free, and these are ways of putting your business out there. So that's why I was so adamant about having Shirley come on the show and let people know, because these are things that can drive your business. These are things that can, the personal things that you're interested in as well. So if you were, you wanted to start a motorcycle club or something, or a soccer team, or you know, whatever. You know, so it can be social or it could be business, but you can use this technology, this free technology, to really drive and promote yourself, and again, it's all free. I mean, you know.
Well, okay, that promotes another. See, I have a question specifically about that. I know we only have a few more minutes. Our girls who isn't this a little bit like a stalker's paradise? This Facebook, I just got on it, and there's pictures of me, my daughter. You know, somebody could go in there and say they're somebody else, and post a picture of themselves that they're a beautiful girl, and they're not really, or something. And then you know, because somebody came onto my thing and said I'd like to be your friend, and I didn't know who she was. You know, I started looking at her profile and stuff. I still don't know who she is. You know, and. But, I mean, it's like, couldn't somebody pose as something else and actually stalk you and start finding out personal information? I'm sorry to be – I'm not trying to be paranoid. I'm trying to invoke safety here for our people.
Right. Well, you do have to be very careful on the Internet. But all the websites, all of the social networking websites always tell you not to post certain personal information on any of the sites. Like, you would never give your telephone number or your address, your home address.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't give out certain personal information.
Mm-hmm.
On any website.
So
make sure.
So the bottom line is there are some do's and don'ts, and it's no more than a chat room. You know, access ability. So I mean, people go in and pose as different people. But the interesting thing, I only got 3 minutes left, so I want to wrap up. But the other thing is that that people are now going to Facebook, LinkedIn, as part of the interview process. So let's say, for example, you sent in a resume, or they're looking at resumes. They're now including that, and this is a way to, again, promote yourself and to let people know, and also to see or to promote who knows you as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the kinds of people that are associating with you, and are they business people? Are they, you know, party people? Are they, you know, whatever? So, you know, it's a tremendous opportunity, and we have to be responsible and accountable for it. And but it also is a way of leveraging publicity.
But,
so,
you know, I'll tell you, I just met a lawyer who just graduated from law school. He's looking for a job. And, you know, he hasn't taken the bar yet. And he said he disabled or whatever his Facebook because he didn't want prospective employers, you know, delving into his family and things like that. He just, you know, in other words, or any, like maybe – somebody, one of his friends, had a picture of when he was in high school and blasted or something at some party. In other words, you know, you never know. It's unpredictable. So you just want – that's what he said. And, you know, I respect
also,
that.
You can restrict your Facebook account also. You can have only where certain information is shown to friends and family, and certain information is shown to business associates. And
oh,
where your personal profile doesn't show up on any of the search engines.
Right.
The social networking sites have really done a really good job on giving you different tools to protect your information.
Oh. So how, and you can say which one they are, a friend and family, or they're a business. You can click that when you accept them as a, quote, friend.
Right.
Or
you can put them into special groups.
Yeah.
You can put them in the friends and family group, or you can put them into the business group. Because I only use my social networking site profiles for business. I only put business information. I don't put anything personal.
Well, yeah, that's good for you, but we have family members who we're, you know, protecting here. You know what I mean?
You would make a friends and family group, and then you would make a business group and keep them separate.
And keep them separate. Listen, gang, I hate to cut you off because it's such a great conversation, but it sounds like Fran and you guys need to hook up with Shirley and maybe do some cross-pollinization. I've got 22 seconds left. I want to thank you for being my guest tonight. It was great information. Thank you for the listeners. Thank you. Don't forget that you can tape, you can listen to this as a podcast or MP3 downloaded to from the archives, or you can listen to it online. This is Blog Talk Radio, Glenn Greenwich Wealth Club, coming to you live. Love you. Peace and blessings. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody. Aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha. Aloha.
Okay. We love you.
Love you.